everything that you could possibly think of going up on a stage is what we look for. We have an application process, but typically what ends up happening is, you know, everyone that applies, we want to be a part of the festival. And so if you can put together a show that can go on stage, we want to see it. And, you know, if that's burlesque, if that's puppetry, if that's slam poetry, if that's Shakespeare that you started rehearsing a week prior to the performance, you know, it's something that if you're willing to put in the time and the effort and you want to be a working artist here in Baltimore, we want to support you.
A resounding open invitation there to participate in upcoming Charm City Fringe Fests. So this annual Charm City Fringe Fest, it happens in the fall. It happens at multiple theater venues over the course of like a week, right? And there are multiple shows at each venue.
Yeah, so we really pack it in. That's partially out of need. It's also partially out of a desire to create like a critical mass and create that festival atmosphere. You know, if you, the more shows events and happy hours and after parties we can pack into a space, the more you're going to run into friends and you're going to see people and meet new people and even see artists out and about and get to talk to them and really start a conversation, you know?
Zach and Mike, talk to me about how you perceive your niche here in the larger Baltimore theater scene. I mean, there are a lot of theaters in town, big ones like Center Stage, Everyman, Single Carat Theater. Where does Charm City Fringe fit in this bigger cultural picture?
Well, our goal is to take the entire theater community and put it, shine a spotlight on it, for lack of a better term, I suppose, and really show Baltimore that there's more theater happening in this city than just at those big places. And we love the work that those big places are doing, but we want everyone to know that there's so much going on in the city and that the performing arts community here is really fantastic.
You've got your annual Charm City Fringe Fest coming up in the fall, as we mentioned, but you've also got this other event in the works for the more immediate future, a sort of a mini festival. It's going to happen on the weekend of June 26th at Theater Project over on Preston Street. Talk to me about this upcoming Nights on the Fringe event. You call this a farmer's market for the arts.
Yeah, we call it Fringe Junior Mini Fest, but I think farmer's market for the arts is the best thing. You know, it's you're going to walk in the door, and our vision is that you're immersed in the arts. We have studio artists filling out the gallery with their paintings. We have walkabout performers and buskers. We're going to have, you know, popcorn and snacks and films in the lobby, and that's just when you walk in the door. So there's really something to do immediately. And then come 8 o'clock, the curtain goes up, and, yeah, we've got six acts each night, or two acts with six different productions each night, and a host and a house band. So it's kind of like a cabaret, late-night talk show, variety show mashup.
Can you divulge what any of the acts are that you've got on deck here?
Oh, we certainly can.
You've got this thing organized at this point. I hope it's coming up soon.
Yeah, so one thing I'm really excited about we haven't had before is some acrobats. We've got Club Sandwich and
the Rough and Tumblers.
There we go. They're from Baltimore, and we hadn't gotten to see them. We stumbled across them through a friend, and we're really excited to have that because it's totally different from something we've hosted before. We have Interabang, which is a
great new performing company here in the city that actually won Best of Fringe this past year in the festival. They're going to be putting together a short 10 or 15 minute piece that'll go up on Friday night.
Yeah, then we've got Body Shop, which is sort of an extension of Sticky Buns, which was in the first Nights on the Fringe in 2012.
This is a burlesque act.
Burlesque, yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
So you got acrobats, you've got burlesque. You have experimental theater of other sorts.
Yep.
We've got puppetry. Kevin Sherry is going to be performing on Saturday night, which Kevin is a wacky guy. So
he's great. He's a children's book author as well.
He actually did the poster art for Nights on the Fringe. So cool. You know, look around town for those posters.
You are listening to The Signal here on WYPR. If you're just tuning in, I'm Aaron Henkin here in studio with Mike Brush and Zach Mickle. They're the co-founders of Charm City Fringe. We're talking about their upcoming Nights on the Fringe weekend. It's at Theater Project. And fellows, talk to me about what kind of a draw you get for these events, Charm City Fringe events. Who are the audiences you're reaching out to, and what are you doing to bring people in?
The biggest thing is word of mouth. You know, we poster a lot. We talk to a lot of people. We try to get out as much as we can. And we also tell the artists, you know, a big part of this is we reach out to our network and get, you know, our followers that are looking for fringe works that are possibly new to them, and they come out. But a big part is also having each artist bring out their own people as well. That way you can pack a house and have a really good time And that's a big part of the fun of it is getting this crossover between different performers and groups and getting them to meet one another. You know, you sometimes see some really cool collaborations come out of it and just conversations starting. And also you get to see, you know, as an audience member, maybe you've never seen acrobatics before, or not live. You know, maybe you've never really seen puppetry. It's not a novel idea to anyone that it exists, but I don't know how often I've been exposed to it outside of Fringe now. And so it's cool because this, especially with Nights on the Fringe, you go in on one night for one ticket and you get to see six different artists and maybe you've only heard of one of them.
And so the juxtaposition of one act to the next is part of the fun as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally.
So, yeah, obviously cultivating a scene is in great part about cultivating an audience. You also are always trying to expand your roster of performers. How big is that circle and what does it take for interested artists to get involved in what you're doing? It sounds like you're actively inviting people to join the fold here.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop. For the festival each year, we have about a three-month application period. And so we invite artists to apply to the festival for a small
application fee.
And then from there, you know, there's a small production fee as well that they pay to cover the cost of the spaces that we're using. But we want to see everyone that is interested in performing on a stage and has the ability to do so. We want to raise the community.
And this year, you're also launching a theater education program. This is something new, right? This is the Fringe Academy opening act. Let me give you guys a chance to explain what this is and how it works.
Sure. This is kind of something that I hold really dear to my heart. I have a background in teaching. I've been teaching for 8 years in some fashion now. And I love working with youth. One of the biggest parts of my childhood growing up was art education and theater. It's one of the reasons I'm friends with Zach. It's one of the reasons I'm friends with pretty much all of the people that I know. And so it's an important part of my life, and I want to be able to share that with as many people as possible. So the Fringe Academy is a program that has students learning all of the parts of theater. So from the front of the house to the back of the house and everything in between. Acting, directing, how to sell tickets, how to promote the work that you're creating, how to run a lighting grid, how to be a stage manager, how to be a venue manager, you know, everything that you could possibly think of that goes into creating a performance. We're teaching our students how to do it. And then the coolest part of it is that it's not just a one-off, right? You don't just come in, you learn these things, and then you go home. You're actually, for the first 2 months of the program, so they work in four-month cycles, and for the first 2 months of the program, you're learning the basics of everything. And then for the next 2 months, you're actually creating your own work. So we have youth writing a piece that the actors are going to act in and the directors are going to direct. And then it goes up into either the festival in the fall or the Nights on the Fringe event in the summer, or, you know, any of the other events that we host.
So this is beyond a idea phase, and this is actually happening right now.
Yeah, this is in the works.
Where are you guys doing this?
Currently, we're working with St. Luke's on the Avenue, a great community space and church right at the corner of 36th and
Chestnut.
Chestnut.
And the students are coming from where?
And the students, we've partnered with the Choice Program, who operates through UMBC and the Shriver Center. They work with at-risk youth. They bring them in to us, and we teach them these workshops, and then if all goes well, hopefully they'll be performing at the Nights on the Fringe event on June 27th. But before that, they're going to be performing at an event hosted by the Choice Program called Youth in Action. And so that's going to be at the Graffiti Warehouse on Saturday, June 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's just a ton of youth from around the city and some of the surrounding areas that have created a whole bunch of different art. And it's free to the public. So it should be a really great event and a lot of fun to see.
The Fringe Academy opening act. You guys, you've successfully created a feeder system for your own enterprise.
That's kind of
generations into the future.
The idea is to create a cycle of art, so that we're working with the youth who are learning the craft, and maybe even beyond that, learning an appreciation for what it takes to create art. And so, you know, whether they come out of the program or they graduate high school or they graduate college with an art degree, or if they're just, you know,
patrons of the arts.
Patrons of the arts. That's the real idea, is to build this cycle. So audiences, artists, they're all equally important.
Michael Brush and Zachary Mickle. They are the co-founders of Charm City Fringe. A calendar note, their upcoming mini festival, Nights on the Fringe, A Farmers Market for the Arts, as they call it, is happening Friday, June 26th and Saturday, June 27th at Baltimore's Theater Project, the address 45 West Preston Street. And you can find all the details online at charmcityfringe.com. And Michael, Zachary, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you,
Aaron.
For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.